Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school DNB call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, starting in session view and then turning it into a proper arrangement view section that feels like it belongs in a real track. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the hook is often less about a huge melody and more about rhythm, placement, and contrast. We want the bass to feel like it's talking to itself. One phrase asks the question, the next phrase answers it. That dialogue is what gives old school jungle and darker rollers so much character. We're going to keep this intermediate and very practical. You'll set up a tight drum groove, build a short bass call, design a contrasting response, then jam variations in session view before recording the best idea into an 8-bar drop in arrangement view. Along the way, I'll point out the little decisions that make the riff feel musical instead of busy. First, set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly looser jungle feel, stay closer to 172. If you want a more urgent modern roller energy, 174 is a great place to live. Either way, this tempo range keeps the groove in that classic DNB zone. Now create four MIDI tracks, drums, bass call, bass response, and Atmos or FX. We're keeping the setup clean so the composition stays focused. Load a breakbeat on the drum track first. You can use a chopped break in drum rock, or slice a break into MIDI in simpler if that's easier. The key is to get a rhythm that has movement but still leaves room for the bass. At this stage, don't overthink the drum processing. Just make sure the low end is under control. You can high-pass any unnecessary sub-information on the break, lightly add drum bus if you want a bit more weight, and use glue compressor only if the break feels too loose or too spiky. We're not trying to crush it. We just want the drum bed to feel tight enough that the bass can dance around it. Now let's build the call phrase. On the bass call track, load operator or wave eatable. For that old-school flavor, operator is a great choice because it can give you a clean, punchy bass quickly. Start with a sine or triangle foundation. Then add just enough edge to make it speak. A low-pass filter with a little resonance, a fast attack, short decay, and a touch of saturation will get you into the right neighborhood fast. Here's the important part. Don't write a full melody. Write a phrase. A call in old-school DNB often sounds strongest when it hits hard, leaves space, and trusts the rhythm. Try a 1-bar MIDI clip with only a few notes. Maybe hit on beat 1, then again on the end of 2, or maybe hold one strong note and let the rhythm do the talking. If you're in a key like F minor, something as basic as F, then AB, then back to F can already work if the sound is right. And this is one of those teacher moments. If the riff feels flat, don't automatically add more notes. Often the better move is to remove one note and let the beat breathe. In this style, space is part of the groove. Next, create the response. On the bass response track, make a separate 1-bar clip that answers the call instead of copying it. This should feel like the second half of the conversation. If the call is short and punchy, make the response a little more sustained. If the call is mid-heavy and aggressive, make the response deeper or smoother. The contrast is what makes the dialogue clear. You can use the same synth, but shape it differently. Maybe the response has a slightly more open filter, maybe a little more saturation, maybe a hint of delay on the tail. Keep it subtle. In DNB, too much effect can smear the rhythm, especially in the low mids. A small amount of delay or reverb on the last note can be enough to give the response a sense of space without washing out the groove. Try to make the response land in the empty pocket after the call. A strong classic move is this. The call hits on beat 1, the response answers on the end of 2, then it carries into beat 3 and drops away before the bar ends. That way the listener hears a clear question and answer, not two phrases fighting for attention. Now we're in session view, so take advantage of that flexibility. Duplicate the call and response clips and make a few tiny variations. One version might have a different ending note. Another might be shorter. Another might open the filter a bit more on the final hit. These changes should be small. In drum and bass, tiny variations create momentum without breaking the identity of the riff. A really useful workflow is to make a few scenes like this. One scene with the full call and response, one with call only for tension, one with response only for payoff, and one with a call variation that has a pickup note or glide. That gives you options when you perform or record the idea into the arrangement. As you jam, keep checking the relationship between the drums and the bass. That's the real engine of the track. If the bass is stepping on a snare ghost or kick layer, it may feel messy even if the sound itself is good. Sometimes nudging a bass note by just a few milliseconds makes the whole thing feel more expensive and intentional. Don't be afraid to make micro timing adjustments. Also, use velocity and note length like part of the composition. Make the first call hit a little stronger. Keep some of the response notes lower in velocity, so it feels like an answer rather than an attack. Short notes give you punch. Slightly longer notes can give you weight and glide. Use both strategically. If you want extra movement, automate the filter cutoff across the phrase. One nice trick is to keep the call slightly more closed and let the response open a bit more. The tiny contrast makes the ear feel progression, even if the MIDI is very simple. You can also try a subtle frequency shifter or a bit of modulation movement on the response if you want a darker edge, but keep it controlled. We're aiming for musical tension, not random wobble. Let's talk about the mix relationship for a second, because this is a common place where the idea can get muddy. Keep the sub mono and centered. Use utility if needed to keep the low end focused. If your bass patch has stereo width in the low mids, make sure it isn't smearing the foundation. The drums should own the transient energy, and the bass should own the body and the groove. If the track starts sounding crowded, check the 180 to 350 Hz range for mod. A small EQ cut there can help a lot. And if the upper mids get harsh, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz, tame them before you reach for more distortion. The goal is impact, not pain. Once the loop feels good in session view, it's time to turn it into arrangement view. Record or perform the clips into arrangement view and build an 8-bar drop section. A good starting sheet is this. Bars 1 and 2 give you the full call and response. Bars 3 and 4 strip the response back a little. Bars 5 and 6 introduce a variation or extra drum fill, and bars 7 and 8 rebuild tension with a filtered version or a held note that leads into the next section. This is where the lesson really shifts from loop writing to arrangement thinking. In session view, you're testing the idea. In arrangement view, you're telling a story with it. A great DNB riff often feels better after you've heard a bit of it teased in the intro. That way, when the full drop lands, the listener recognizes the phrase and feels the payoff harder. Add a few simple transition moves to make the section feel finished. A short fill before the drop, a half-bar drum stop before a response phrase, a reverse crash into bar 1, or a filtered riser can all help. Use them sparingly. In DNB, too many effects can weaken the groove. The riff should still be the star. Here's a pro-level mindset that helps a lot. Think of the riff as drum punctuation plus bass reply, not as a full melody line. In old-school DNB, the hook often comes from rhythm first and pitch second. If the rhythm is strong, even a very simple bass note can hit like a signature. If the loop starts feeling flat, remove one bass event before you add one. That one habit can save you from overwriting the groove. And if the response feels too similar to the call, change one of three things: rhythm, tone, or register. Make it answer, not repeat. A few advanced variation ideas can keep the riff alive over time. You can invert the phrase contour so the call rises and the response falls. You can shift the response an octave lower on one repeat for more weight. You can delay the answer by an eighth note every second loop to create a subtle surprise. Or you can let one note stretch longer than expected to create a halftime illusion before snapping back into the original pocket. If you want a more classic jungle edge, consider bouncing the bass to audio and chopping tiny bits of it in arrangement view. That handmade, slightly worn quality can add a lot of character. And if the section needs more atmosphere, add a quiet background texture like vinyl noise, tape hiss, or a dark ambient loop. Keep it low in the mix. It's there to frame the riff, not replace it. So the overall workflow is this. Build the idea in session view, test the conversation between call and response, tighten the groove with the drums, and then move the strongest version into arrangement view so it becomes a real drop section. That's the bridge between an idea and a track. For a quick practice run, challenge yourself to make a 2-bar riff from scratch in about 10 to 20 minutes. Set the tempo to 174. Load a break and a simple bass patch. Write a 1-bar call with no more than 3 bass hits. Write a 1-bar response that clearly contrasts in rhythm or note length. Make one variation of each. Jam the clips until the groove feels natural. Then record 8 bars into arrangement view and add just one transition, like a fill or a filter sweep. If you want, bounce the bass to audio and test a chopped variation. The big recap is this. Start in session view so you can explore the call and response quickly. Keep the call and response clearly different. Leave space. Keep the sub mono and controlled. Let the drums and bass work together like a conversation. Then turn the best loop into arrangement view and shape it into a real section with tension, release, and a little bit of attitude. If the riff talks back to itself and still leaves room for the breakbeat, you're in the right zone.